Task 3. You will hear several people talking. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Does every business have to raise prices? I don't think so. I think there are also other ways to mitigate that. For example, if you are getting a specific price for a specific product, maybe you may just have to buy some additional storage space and store it and have an inventory so that you are able to mitigate the price rise until a point that you can defer it, and then you're still able to have the, you know, meet the commitments that you've made. And then the fact that, you have been having this track of how much components have costed you over time, this is actually tracked in your system. Like I said, any system.
Extract number 1.
The government should try and mitigate the consequences of the higher inflation. And there are things that they can do. They could either look at benefits that are being paid to try and help people afford the higher prices, or where something is taxed, and of course oil is very often taxed, they might feel, okay, well, we could temporarily lower the tax on oil. We could reduce sales taxes on other products to try and make it a little bit more affordable for people. So there are things that governments can do to mitigate the effects of higher prices in the short term, but governments can't change oil supply and demand themselves, at least not in the short term.
Extract number 2.
We will get a mixture, because what policymakers have to do when they have to balance uncomfortable things is accept pain on both dimensions. And so we're likely to have inflation not get all the way back to the stated absolute goal of 2%. And at the same time, in the effort to reduce it, we're likely to have some slowing of the economy and a recession. So I think that a best guess, not a certainty, but a best guess would be that there will be a stagflationary tendency in our economy for the next several years.
Extract number 3.
But I think the transition from where we are in this high inflation environment to that is not going to be linear. I mean, there's going to be, we may be in a recession in the near future. I don't know yet. But I agree with Chair Powell. We're going to do our best to avoid it, but we are going to get inflation back down to 2%. The transition is the part that's the most uncertain. Once we get there, I don't see any reason why we cannot have a robust economy with low unemployment, with real wage growth, with decent economic growth, and low inflation. So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to get there, but I agree that the transition period from here to there is going to be challenging.
Extract number 4.
Any form of saving right now is some of the best things that people can do, paying off credit card debt as interest rates go up. It is possible that the unemployment rate will tick up just a bit as policymakers do everything within their power to slow down the economy. The hope is that there won't be widespread layoffs or anything close to the kind of unemployment that we saw at the beginning of the pandemic. But there certainly is a fear that in order to control inflation, that there might have to be trade-offs in the other direction in order to slow the economy down, especially since officials can't really do that with the kind of precision that would avoid layoffs. But as you mentioned, saving, making sure that you're in a secure job, paying off credit card debt are some of the key things people can do now.
Extract number 5.
There's, you know, jobs are way down in certain sectors, service, you know, leisure and hospitality, they're up in others, warehousing, transportation. So while we do see people returning, we see them returning in different places. But you also point to a, you know, underlying challenges in the labor market. Even if we return to 2019 labor force participation rates, labor force participation rates are very low by historical standards. So only 85% of men between the ages of 25 to 54 were working before the pandemic. So even after these challenges resolve, we're still going to need to deal with low labor force participation rates in order to generate a more dynamic, productive economy.
Extract number 6.
Well, there's been a consensus for about 3 decades or so that the primary responsibility for controlling inflation is the responsibility of the central bank, and that the way in which you control inflation is by raising interest rates when inflation is too high, which reduces the amount of spending in the economy, reduces the amount of money chasing a limited pool of goods and services, which is ultimately what causes people to put their prices up. At the moment, with inflation too high, the real question is, how high are central banks going to raise interest rates in order to fight it?
Extract number 7.
I think it's a lot of uncertainty. You know, first of all, the geopolitical uncertainty makes monetary policy more difficult right now. As we've seen, the war in Ukraine in particular has had a pretty big impact, an unpredictable impact on energy prices. And that going forward could suddenly change. You know, we see, as you just, your last guest just said, we've seen some positive changes in energy prices, but that could quickly reverse. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty facing the U.S. economy right now, and I think that's what's made the Fed's job particularly difficult, and also the forecast forward on the future path of inflation. You know, again, I think we've seen some positive data recently, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.